Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Let's get out to Jordan Schultz. He joins us on the CDW hotline. CDW, making IT solutions work for you. Orchestration by CDW. CDW, people who get it. And Jordan, of course, is the draft guru from Yahoo Sports. Good morning, Jordan. How are you?
Good morning. Doing great. Thank you.
Very curious, as we sit here with the Bulls sitting at number 7 in the draft, and Brian just said it, it seems like there is building belief or momentum to the idea of Trae Young going number 7. And I've heard people think he should go 5th, maybe higher than that, and I've heard other people think that his game won't translate into the NBA in terms of him as a starting player. Where do you stand on Trae Young?
Yeah, I'm a big fan of the kid. I mean, I've watched about 20 games. I think he's – listen, the comparison that people want to make is Steph Curry. Now, that's not fair because there's only one of those, you know. But there are some similarities. Not quite as big or long. He measured a little under 6'2", 6'3", wingspan. But he can play make. He's not just a shooter. He's got a decent floater game. He shot about 40% in the paint, which is low. But I think his ability to finish will improve because I think he's got a great feel. Got great touch, can pick and roll. And I believe, especially with the way the NBA game is today, the openness, the pick and roll, I think he'll adjust really well. And he'll instantly be able to score. And I think people forget that he averaged over 8 assists last year. He didn't shoot it as well down the stretch, but he was bombarded with traps and double teams the second he crossed half court. So I think his ability to score and distribute will translate very well.
Well, Jordan, when you look at some of the other guys who likely will be there and who've come in and worked out for the Bulls, Wendell Carter and Bridges, if you start comparing and contrasting the choices, is Trae Young in your mind head and shoulders the pick here?
For the Bulls at 7?
Yeah.
You know what? I think there's two great options for them. I think Carter is a decent option, but I think Young and Mikal Bridges are two phenomenal options. The reason I mentioned Bridges is he's somebody that has improved every year. He's a two-time national champ. He might be the best overall defender in this class in terms of versatility. He can guard three positions comfortably, maybe four. And as I've been told, he's the kind of guy that you want around your other young players because he's mature, there's a work ethic to him. And if he was 20 and not turning 22 and during the season, people wouldn't be talking about this lower ceiling. I think his ceiling is pretty high. He's also got a really high floor. And if you're the Bulls, you just want to get this pick right. And Bridges, to me, is an instant 3-and-D guy, but I think he can develop the handle. And he's a phenomenal kid, like I said. And also, by the way, I think Jay Wright said he's not a 3-and-D guy. We don't like that term. Bridges got better every year, but he also became somewhat of a better playmaker. He just wasn't asked to do it a lot, because they had other guys like a DiVincenzo or a Brunson. So I really like him, and I think both of those guys for the Bulls would be really good.
Is there any chance that they could move up, move down? What kind of activity is around that pick?
Yeah, you know, there's been a little bit of talk about it. I would say right now they would probably keep it. If they move up, it's going to be because they feel like they have to have a guy like a Michael Porter, who I think could go as high as 2 to Sacramento, but probably goes 5 to Dallas. I reported this morning that his workout or his physical, his evaluation's back on today, so that I know the Kings are going there to Chicago where you guys are. So we'll learn more about him. But I think that the thought process is Porter's medicals will check out. So the Bulls could move up. Could they move down? Yeah, but then you start to lose, you know, really high-level talent. Like, this draft is deep. But there's a drop. And unless you have somebody you really like, you think you can get in the teens, to me, getting a guy like Young or Bridges, as I mentioned, would be phenomenal.
Yeah, I like Bridges, too. And with Porter, I would love – I mean, if he was there, it means –
he won't be there at 7.
Right. But this hip injury or whatever it was that caused him to cancel the Bulls workout.
The back and then the hip.
Right. Now is that even more of a red flag? Is that a big enough red flag that's going to scare some teams off?
You know what? I don't think it will, just because he's so gifted. He's about 6'10". He's got some Paul George to him. I'll give you a context. I grew up playing AAU basketball with Brandon Roy. Brandon was his high school basketball coach. And I think Brandon will tell you, and I think the thought process is, and I believe it, that Porter is more offensively gifted than him. And I've been told he's the best offensive prospect in the class. So when you think about all of that, the medicals are a concern, but the kid's 19 years old, and I think he will not last long, just because to get this type of talent is very rare.
What about the personality? Does any of that stuff come into play?
The
teammate
soft
stuff and all that, you know.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to talk to Konzo Martin, his college coach, today and get a little more input on that. I have heard that, and the perception coming out of Seattle, where I'm from, was that he is a little soft and you can push him around. You know, part of me wants to dismiss it, but I think when you're taking a guy in the top five, you have to – obviously, that's a big part of it. I wouldn't pay a ton of attention to it, but it is a concern, absolutely, and that's, again, why he's not going one, because his talent suggests he should go one or two. And it shouldn't be a question, but, you know, there are concerns medically as well.
Wendell Carter's sales point seemed to be, when he was here for the workout, was that he had to subjugate his game down to Duke for the good of the team and the good of the others. Is that legitimate? And if so, what part of his game haven't we really seen to, you know, fully utilize it, that he hasn't been able to fully utilize?
You know what, fellas? I think it is because, for one, they zoned a lot, and I think he's going to be a really good shot blocker when it's all said and done. He's got 7'4" wingspan. He's about 6'10", really good hands. And he didn't shoot the ball a lot, but if you watch him shoot, and I've watched him shoot a lot, he's got good touch. He's got good balance. I think eventually he will be a legitimate pick-and-pop guy, or at least a threat. He had 16 double-doubles as a freshman at Duke, which is second most ever by a freshman in that program's history. He moves well, and he said he knows the NBA game is changing and that big guys need to conform to it. So I think he's aware of it. And I think, again, I mean, if Chicago gets Carter at 7, you could do a hell of a lot worse. I don't know if he's going to be a great player. I think he could be a really good player. He has been likened to Al Horford from people I've spoken with, which is an interesting comparison because Horford's become a really good passer later on in his career.
Do you know who the top five picks are without question? Do you feel confident in that? I mean, there was rumors circulating that Porter could go second, and there's rumors circulating that Doncic is losing some momentum. I don't know what to believe when I read stuff.
Yeah, the Doncic thing is, you know, put it this way, he didn't get the benefit of having, you know, March Madness, and he was scouted heavily, but people haven't seen him. A lot of people haven't seen him play, like fans, so they just assume that, you know, he's just another European. But when you think about what he's done at 19, he's the most accomplished European teenager that we've ever seen come into the league. That includes guys like Petrovic or Porzingis or Nowitzki. He's the EuroLeague MVP, EuroLeague Final Four MVP. He's 19. I think the reason he's probably, you might hear the slippage a little bit, is there's a concern that he didn't work out with teams, again, going back to the not being in America, and then also that he's not athletically as gifted as some of these other guys. That's fine, but he's so smooth. And if you watch him play, he's 6'8", he's long, he has a great feel for passing, like not just basic pick and roll stuff, but skip passes, his ability to see the floor, and he can finish. So to me, he's one of the best two players in the draft with Aiden. Now, I don't know if he ends up going 3 or 4. I think Memphis is probably his floor. But I think when it's all said and done, he's going to be one of the truly great players in this class.
All righty, Jordan, thanks so much. I love talking to you about it. Appreciate your help.
Anytime. Thanks, guys. Enjoy the draft.
Thank you, right, Jordan. Buddy.
Jordan Schultz from Yahoo Sports.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.